This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. The general public has long been banned from carrying guns inside the Colorado State Capitol. Now, the rule also applies to lawmakers. It's part of a new state law that prohibits guns in sensitive spaces. GOP Representative Matthew Soper says it's an infringement on his constitutional rights.
I mean, it's one thing to have the regulations on being responsible, but not infringing that should be upheld.
Democrats widened the ban on guns in the state capitol after three lawmakers mishandled their firearms in public spaces. This year, they're expected to debate more restrictions on guns, including a measure that would make it illegal to buy, sell, or make any guns with detachable magazines. A coalition of at least 10 federal, state, and local agencies and governments have signed a letter of intent to develop new recreational opportunities on and around Pikes Peak. Back in 2020, Governor Jared Polis signed an executive order creating a group of regional partnerships around the state to focus on expanding and protecting outdoor amenities. One of those new regional groups was the Outdoor Pikes Peak Initiative. Entities in the group range from Colorado Springs to the counties surrounding Pikes Peak to federal agencies like the BLM and the Forest Service. Their first priority is to complete and manage the long-awaited Ring the Peak Trail. More than 500 Coloradans are currently hospitalized with respiratory viruses in the biggest wave of illness since last winter. Still, that totals down about 200 from last week. Almost 300 people are now hospitalized with flu, and more than 250 patients are in with either coronavirus or RSV. All three viruses are also being detected in most utilities testing for them. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.